Dallas, Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Hi, this is Dave Palmer, and welcome to the North Texas Interview of the Week here on KATH 910 AM in the Dallas area and also KCPP 1140 AM in Fort Worth, and of course our little 101.5 FM in Cleburne, Texas as well. We're glad that you are listening, and on this program, we like to introduce you to folks who are helping to build up the body of Christ, people that are doing good things, folks that you should know about, and every now and then, I love to introduce you to our sponsor. And I am so thankful to have in studio for a second time an interview with the wonderful ladies who run Birthpoint Women's Health and Birth Center. I know you've heard the spots because they run spots on the air all the time. In fact, just today we recorded some new spots for Birthpoint. And they're located at 7453 Las Colinas Boulevard in Las Colinas, 75063. Their website is birthpoint.com. Make sure you put an E at the end of Birthpoint, birthpoint.com. And their slogan is delivering your legacy naturally. And I have the founder, owner, and also certified nurse midwife, Tracy Santangelo, in with me, and also Teresa Strick, who is a nurse, a certified nurse midwife, and also a Creighton Model Medical Consultant. And they have a lot of letters after their name, and it looks very impressive. So thank you both for being here. Good to have you back in.
Thank you. Thanks.
So, Tracy, I know we talked about this last time, but I know I can't count on everybody having already heard the interview. So sure. Let's go back. You have been doing birthing for, I think, 9 years. The birth center, Birthpoint, has been open for a couple in Las Colinas. Right. But what was the original inspiration? Why did you get into this in the first place?
I really felt like hospital birth was not personalized, and I felt like women were at a precipice in their life that was really defining for them, and a lot of people never really knew what was happening with their bodies, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful time, and I wanted to be able to provide more individualized care and take care of women where they were and help them through their journey.
And I know one of the first things you told me when I walked through your doors months ago is you said a lot of your clients, for lack of a better word, I know there's a better word than client, but a lot of them are Catholic, and
they
Catholics
are.
Seem to be very drawn to your practice. Mm-hmm. Why so, do you think?
I think that there's a joy in growing a family, and I share that joy, and I feel like it's more of a natural way to have a baby and to have someone that understands you and understands the Catholic faith, I think is really important, and people feel comfortable in that environment.
And you do a lot of, obviously the birthing of the babies is the most important thing, and mm-hmm. it's something that is like you say, it is an opportunity for great joy for families, but you do a lot else be there. I mean, we'll get into more specifics, but you have classes, a lot of education opportunities there as well. Can you briefly talk about those?
Yeah, I've had people who will tell me, this is my fifth baby, and no one's ever told me that. And I just kind of sigh because I feel like there's so much that happens in pregnancy, and even in life in general, even on our well women visits, where people just lack the information, and it would make so much more sense to them if someone would just explain what's happening to their body and why it's there. I think that just even some of the signs in pregnancy that are challenging or difficult, I always tell people, this is the way God made you, and the reason is, and then I give them the reason why they keep getting up every night to go to the bathroom because they are pregnant. Like, there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is to prepare you for those nights where you are up feeding a baby all the time. And so there's several different things that I chuckle when people complain about, but when they realize that it really benefits at the end for them, then they embrace it a little bit more.
And Teresa Strick, as I mentioned, certified nurse midwife, Creighton Model medical consultant, an expert on NAPRO technology, has been up to Omaha for the St. Paul the Sixth Institute. And Dr. Hilgers, we play him a lot on the radio. I know last time we talked to you, Teresa, you had worked at Whole Life Authentic Care. Nicole Haverla has been in here many times for interviews. What was it that drew you to Birth Point?
Honestly, I had a change in our life circumstances. So my husband's job changing allowed for me to kind of step over to the birth center setting. As we all know, babies come when they want. So being able to be on call for, you know, a week at a time and things like that, being able to run out of the house, my husband's schedule had to allow for that.
Yeah.
So really looking into that then, I felt like from the moment I walked into Tracy's birth center, the attention to even just the small details, I'm sure you saw it coming through our doors. Every room is very intentional about what's in it. The clinic room has toys for the children, things like that. And so once I came in to talk with Tracy, I just felt like I was at home and it was a perfect fit. And I was so thankful that she was willing to take me on.
Before we started, I asked Tracy, I said, you know, what would you like to stress during the interview? And the first thing she said is, I really want to talk about the Creighton model. And this is something, like I said in the introduction, that you have a particular expertise in. So
yeah.
I think a lot of our listeners are familiar with Creighton and NAPRO technology, but I never want to assume everybody just knows exactly what we're talking about. So can you share a little bit of your expertise in that topic and why this is important and how it fits into your role there at Birth Point?
For sure. So the Creighton model is a fertility appreciation method. It really, especially for couples, allows for the man and woman to work together in their fertility, whether that's avoiding a pregnancy or maybe they're trying to achieve a pregnancy and have been struggling. And so being able to look at all the signs, and the Creighton model is one-on-one instruction. So after you've done an introductory session, everybody has one-on-one follow-ups with a fertility care practitioner, which is also part of my certification that I'm working on. And really those one-on-one visits is where you talk through the cycle and what things are we noticing. And then that's where NAPRO technology comes in. Like you said, Dr. Hilgers is the one who has developed this, and people may have heard him speak, but NAPRO technology then is a new women's health science that he has developed after looking at so many women's charts and noticing, hey, I've seen this on a couple charts here. Let's dive in deeper. What can we be doing to kind of get rid of that maybe abnormal bleeding, or maybe they don't have a lot of mucus and they're trying to achieve a pregnancy? Things like that. And that's where that one-on-one instruction with that fertility care practitioner, you can really start to open up your eyes to maybe something that's been going on your whole life that you had no idea was going on. And so the Creighton model, really, I've had teenage girls that have come to me to start charting their cycles, and just realizing that they have PCOS or endometriosis, even mood disorders, from being able to chart the cycles. And then couples trying to achieve a pregnancy, sometimes it's just a matter of learning when the most fertile days are and using those days for intercourse to achieve a pregnancy. And then sometimes people have been doing that for a while and they're struggling, and there are treatments that NAPRO technology has put into place. And so some of that we can offer at the birth center. Kind of first steps in the medical consultant with NAPRO technology. And then if it's things such as surgery, if we do think that endometriosis or PCOS is underlying, then moving them on to a NAPRO technology surgeon. There are only a few scattered throughout the country. And so having that avenue, having networked with those people, we're lucky that we do have one in the DFW area now. And so being able to point patients in that direction if the first few steps didn't quite get them what they were wanting.
Mm-hmm. I have had the opportunity to interview a number of ladies who really struggle with fertility, and it can be heartbreaking. I mean, it's heartbreaking for me, much less what they're going through, and I know it's really difficult. And would you say from your experience that most people who struggle with infertility, there is a solution, even a natural solution, if they dig deep enough? Would you be able to give most women that hope of achieving a pregnancy if they are, if they are struggling?
Unfortunately, I don't know if I can give like a most women we can find something, but yeah. I do know with the Creighton model. So if a woman has infertility, just starting to chart with the Creighton model alone, 20 to 40% of clients or will achieve a pregnancy or mm-hmm. will be able to get pregnant. If they add NAPRO technology treatments or surgery, the NAPRO technology surgeries, then their studies have shown up to 80% of couples will achieve a pregnancy.
Oh, those are good odds.
Yeah,
yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
We're talking about Birthpoint Women's Health and Birth Center. The website, birthpoint.com, birthpointwithane.com, delivering your legacy naturally. In studio with me, owner and founder, certified nurse midwife Tracy Santangelo, along with certified nurse midwife and Creighton model medical consultant Teresa Strick. And Tracy, let me go back to you. Teresa had mentioned about the rooms and the personal attention. And that's one of the things that I remember about the one time that I was over at your office was you had rooms that had particular themes, and it's very personalized, and the mom or the family can kind of choose which one fits them best. And I think, in fact, you were in the process of building a third one.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that kind of that personal approach and the options that you offer?
Yeah. There's obviously a lot of different personalities out there. So we have our room called Uptown. A lot of people will say that it looks like a hotel room. It's definitely kind of a more of an upscale, fancy schmancy kind of a gal would really fit right in there. And then we have Anthropology. And Anthropology, I've been told, looks more like a Airbnb. It's more of a boho look. It has the very large birth tub that, you know, you could swim in that thing, really. but it's very, very relaxed. And then our third, like you mentioned, is the study. And the study is it's kind of a homage to my literary sort of thing. I love to read.
I think of this is just what pops into my mind, like a University of Dallas type of vibe. Would that be right?
Yes.
Kind
yes.
of a yeah. scholastic
yeah.
or kind of a
yeah.
Intellectual
yeah.
room.
Yeah. You really should come by and see it, Dave, because we have some interesting things up on the wall these days. It's just fun, but the staff loves the study the best, I think,
yeah.
because it's the most
yeah.
relaxing room. So, and it's set up completely different, but it is because different people feel more comfortable in different spaces. And so there's three different options, completely different options.
And would you say that, you know, you started off by saying you wanted to provide another option, something different than what the typical experience. And my wife and I have had three children, and everyone was very, very different. And we got more natural and more, I guess, invasive, I guess you could say, as we went along and used midwives and, you know, water births and yeah. a home birth on our bed. And, you know, we did everything. It was very interesting. But would you say that that's the trend, is that women and couples are looking for more natural approach, the kind that you're offering?
They really are. I think a lot of it too is that they feel like their body truly is made to do this, and when they're putting in a setting that honors that and gives them the time and the space to birth without pushing certain interventions on them, I think that their anxiety level goes down, their cortisol levels go down, and those births become more empowering rather than a frightening event to them.
Mm-hmm. And Teresa, let me bring up the issue of IVF, in vitro fertilization, because I know people, and I know y'all do as well, that they get to the point where they just feel, we're never going to achieve a pregnancy, and so we're just going to do whatever we can, so we're going to take the IVF route. It's very popular. In fact, it's very much in the news these days, yeah. Even with politics. And The Catholic Church, of course, says, no, don't do it. It's wrong.
Right.
But why is it wrong? And why is what BirthPoint offers and what your experience, well, the alternatives are better?
Honestly, I think the biggest thing that I found with the Creighton model and NAPRO technology, really searching and digging for that root cause. Why are they unable to conceive? Why are they having miscarriages? Getting to that root cause prior to trying to conceive can really be beneficial. And I think where the Creighton model has those success stories, whereas IVF, they're going to give you all these medications, hormones to try and trick your body into accepting a pregnancy, even though it may not be healthy to have one, and you haven't gotten to that root cause and figured out that you actually have endometriosis, which increases your risk of miscarriage. And so being able to chart with the Creighton model and find these things and maybe even surgically remove it, then our chances of carrying a baby to term is so much higher. And really, I think the biggest thing with IVF and then on the flip side, NAPRO technology is under a category that we call restorative reproductive medicine. And just, I would say, in these last years, as more and more people, I mean, we see it right now, fighting for the things that are in our foods and things like that. As people are diving more into the more natural, or they don't want excessive hormones and they don't want these things, then they're doing that in their fertility now too. Like, wait a minute, maybe I don't want to go down the IVF route. That doesn't sound like the best thing for my body. What other options do I have? And that's where, you know, the Catholic community really knows about NAPRO technology. They know about the Creighton model. But I'm seeing more people starting to look for another answer other than IVF. Or I've seen people come through the doors, more so at Whole Life, that had two rounds of IVF that failed, and now they're looking for their next option, you know?
Yeah.
But I think being able to get to that root cause and really could benefit them, you know, throughout their reproductive life, being able to have an answer for something.
Yeah. Tracy, when I was growing up and my mom was having children, I don't ever remember a birth center being in the conversation and I guess now it's more so, but I'm just wondering, are there still some misconceptions about birth centers and what you do that people have to be educated before they even consider a place like this? Do people still think, no, you have a birth in a hospital? Yeah, that's really the only option. I'm guessing there's a lot of people that still think that that's their only option. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. And I think that social media has kind of broken down some of the boundaries for that, because people are seeing these amazing birth photos. We actually have a client who saw a friend have these beautiful birth photos, and she said, I want that for myself. And so she came in and is now a client. So I think that birth centers obviously weren't around long, long ago, because more midwifery was done in the home. But now people want the best of both worlds, something that is natural, that is intimate, and yet maybe close to a hospital, or has the resuscitative measures that are in-house that you don't always have in a home setting.
And how is the cost comparable to doing to a hospital? I know there's insurance issues and things like that, but how do people, I'm sure that's one of the things people ask, you know, how much does it cost?
Often.
You know, can you finance it?
Yeah, right, and you can.
A 9-month finance.
You can,
so,
yes.
So talk about that,
yes,
how affordable,
yes,
is it? Yeah.
So comparatively to a hospital birth, it is much more affordable to do a birth center birth or a home birth. But, you know, we are out of network with most insurances because the insurance reimbursement is very, very small. I mean, that's also in the news about how our system is a little broken. But I think that if you are looking for a value, this is definitely a very valuable option for you because of the type of care that we give, as well as the lifelong memories that you'll have associated with it. People believe in birth, and they believe that oftentimes that who they are as women is manifested through the way they birth.
Yeah. And the obviously having the baby, birthing the baby is just the beginning of the journey. Do you all provide anything after birth or kind of nursing classes or anything like that? Teresa, do you want to talk about that? Do they come back for a while after the baby's born?
Yes. So after they've had a baby at the birth center, as opposed to the hospital, they're not going to be staying with us for a day or two. They'll be going home usually within 2 to 4 hours after delivery and to the comforts of their home, but still to rest. And we check in on them on the next day. So that first day, kind of see how things are going. And then we come to their house on the second day after delivery to check in on mom and baby, see how things are going, but not make them get out of their house and things like that. And then we see them for a 2-week postpartum visit. We offer things like the hearing screening and the newborn screening at the office. And then they also come for a 6-week postpartum visit. For the most part, our clients are usually ready to break up with us by that point, as sad as it is. But they're feeling okay. But if not, then we're happy to see them back maybe for a 12-week visit, if we feel like we really need to check in on them still. And so we have that option, which is great.
I'm sure you get a lot of return, with the next baby that comes along, and then you get to see, hey, I delivered that baby.
Exactly, yes.
That's awesome. We're talking about Birth Point Women's Health and Birth Center. Birthpoint.com is the website, birthpointwithane.com, delivering your legacy naturally. Tracy Santangelo is the owner and certified nurse midwife, and also Teresa Strick is here, certified nurse midwife and Creighton Model Medical Consultant. And believe it or not, we're down to our last 3 or 4 minutes. And Tracy, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about anything that you would like our listeners to know, especially if they're making that. It's a very important decision, mm-hmm. obviously. Mm-hmm. What else would you like to tell our listeners that I guess they can come and visit and look around or what else?
Yeah, I really feel like there's a midwife for every person out there. And I think coming to the birth center and seeing if it is a good fit is really, I would say, the first step in anything. Even if you're just curious, I think it's good to come and say, yes, that would be something I'd be interested in or not. And I have often, if something is not exactly what I can provide or they're looking for a particular type of provider, I sit down with people and I help them find doulas. I help them find other midwives. I help them find physicians. It's really, it's more about helping women get what they want than it is about a transaction with a birth in our birth center. We really are about bringing the best we can to the women that we serve.
And are you hiring or anybody you're looking for?
Oh,
expansion?
Yes.
We're looking for
obviously a certified nurse midwife, but we're looking for people that have our shared values and people that understand our clients, understand the people that they're talking to, and can be reflective of those people rather than somebody that we have to worry about in front of our cherished clients, honestly.
Yeah. And I've had such a good experience. Janessa has been my main point of contact, and she's just so friendly. And so I know when you walk through that door, you're going to get treated like royalty there. And thank you so much, Tracy, for your sponsorship and running spots on Catholic Radio. Tracy Santangelo, again, the owner and certified nurse midwife of Birth Point Women's Health and Birth Center. Birthpoint.com is the website. Got about a minute remaining. And Teresa, anything else you'd like to say in relation to your expertise of why people might check out Birth Point?
Yeah, I think another reason to come look at Birth Point, not just prenatal care and delivering your baby with us, but I think we've mentioned well woman exams. And so people just needing that annual exam, if it has been a while since you've had that pap smear, come see us. We'd be happy to see you. And our education opportunities. So having classes and coming to hear about the Creighton model more, I'm happy to sit down with you one-on-one, have that introductory session. And there's also a lot of other classes that we offer at Birth Point too. So check out the website.
All right. Thank you so much to both of you. Great seeing you again. Birthpoint.com, birthpoint with an E.com. And again, my guests have been Tracy Santangelo and Teresa Strick. And thanks also to Cecil Anderson for running the board. And thank you for listening and supporting our sponsors. In fact, you can go to our website, grnonline.com, and we have a tab there with our sponsors. And if it's up to date, we have all of our the logos and the sponsors who help to keep Catholic Radio on the air. So, and one of them is Birthpoint, so we're very grateful for that. This has been the North Texas Interview of the Week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. If you have suggestions for future interviews, you can always reach out to me directly at my email, DavePalmer@grnonline.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a great rest of your weekend.
It was easy with the pills in the mail.
I thought things would go back to normal.
It's been anything but easy.
Every day, I'm sad.
Guilt and shame are what I know best.
Are you suffering because of a past abortion? You're not alone. We can help. Call 214-544-CARE.
I miss my child.
I miss who I was and regret what I did.
Don't suffer alone. Call 214-544-CARE or go to RachelDallas.org.
St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Richardson is hosting its fourth annual Trivia Night fundraiser benefiting their youth, young adult, and adult ministries. The Trivia Night fundraiser will take place on Saturday, April 5th, beginning at 7 p.m. at St. Paul Parish Center in Richardson. Grab your friends and family for a night of friendly competition. The evening includes great food, beer and wine bar, childcare, entertainment, and raffle prizes. Get your tickets today by visiting stpaulchurch.org.
Hi, I'm Teresa Strick, certified nurse midwife at Birthpoint, a sponsor of the GRN. I offer an introduction to all fertility awareness-based methods and the Creighton Model instruction at Birthpoint. The Creighton Model is a fertility appreciation method that helps a woman avoid or achieve a pregnancy, but can also be used to identify potential health problems and can help guide those struggling with infertility. You can sign up for either of these classes on our website at birthpoint.com.
A patriotic rosary will be held on Monday, March 31st from 7 to 8 p.m. at St. Patrick Cathedral in Fort Worth. Our church, country, and families are facing many challenges. Strong faith and prayers are needed to overcome the many evils before us and restore peace and love in our hearts. All are invited to attend the patriotic rosary and pray to our Blessed Mother that she will guard and protect our country from those who wish to destroy it and bring God's influence to our leaders.
The Guadalupe Radio Network welcomes the Bible Tunes as a new sponsor. Owner Renee Diaz invites you to deepen your faith and knowledge by listening to AI-crafted Bible-based music. His goal is to create gospel-inspired AI-generated music for every book in the Bible in the next 3 years. You can visit thebibletunes.org to listen to music he's created based on various books of the Bible and the gospel readings of the day. That's thebibletunes.org, where AI meets the Bible.
Experience your personal encounter with Jesus. St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church presents Come and See, Evenings of Reflection. The Come and See 9-week series will begin on Thursday evening, May 1st, from 7 to 9 p.m. at St. Mark the Evangelist Great Hall in Plano. Let God write the script of your life. Space is limited. Advance registration is required. For more information or to register, visit St. Mark the Evangelist website at stmarkplano.org and search Come and See.
Welcome to this edition of the North Texas Interview of the Week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. We're broadcasting on KTH 910 AM in Dallas, KCPP 1140 AM in Fort Worth, and also on the GRN app that reaches to the entire world, along with our live stream at grnonline.com. My name is Dave Palmer. Cecil Anderson is running the board. And let me ask you something. Do you know the name Sister Wilhelmina? Okay, I hope I pronounced that right. Sister Wilhelmina is the subject of a movie called Incorruptible Movie, which is in the works right now. Hopefully will come out very soon. And I want to thank my dear friend Olivia Franklin, because she put me in touch with Ellen Holmes Steves LeBlanc, who is the consulting producer for this movie coming out. And then Ellen also put me in touch with Royce Hood, who is the director of the film, and I have both of them here on this interview to talk about who Sister is, what the project is all about, and a whole lot of other things. So delighted to have you both on with me. So Ellen and also Royce, thank you for your time today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you.
So, Ellen, let me start with you because you are my first point of contact.
Sure.
What exactly is your role with Incorruptible Films LLC? And by the way, incorruptiblemovie.com is the website. How did you get involved in this, and what can you tell us about your own involvement?
I have known Royce for a little while. We've met through mutual friends over the years, and then I remember the day that I found out that they had found an incorrupt nun in Gower, Missouri, at an abbey. And I wanted to go, but I couldn't go because there were so many people that were flocking there because they couldn't believe that this nun had been in the ground 4 years and was still incorrupt and her clothing had not deteriorated, even though it had gotten wet from the casket and she was never embalmed. And I was just like, this is amazing for America. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh. Royce and I had a conversation, and I like to network and put people together. That's how I'm sitting here with you. And so I told Royce, I was like, you know, whatever I can do to help. Mm-hmm. I said, I would love to help promote this because I believe in it. I know how important it is. I mean, to have an incorrupt nun in America is a big deal. I mean, because I don't know that we've ever had another incorruptible. We have not, have we, Royce?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. And so for me, I was like, Royce, whatever I can do. And he was like, okay, well, this is what we need to do. We're doing fundraising. He was in the process when we met of doing the filming at the Abbey because he got exclusive rights to the filming from the abbess at the Benedictine Abbey in Gower, Missouri. He beat out all the other people that wanted access to this beautiful story.
It is a great story.
It is a beautiful story. And Royce will share his personal relationship with this because it's beautiful. I said, let's do this. And I said, I'll help. And so I started coordinating different parishes and introducing it to different people and then connecting Royce with different people because, you know, everybody knows different people. And by the beauty of it, I'm sitting here with you, and then we're going to have presentations in the Dallas area this weekend, and then we'll be returning to Dallas probably sometime, hopefully over the summer, to do some more. And we're scheduled to go to Michigan and Ohio and North Carolina and Florida, and I'm working on quite a few different parishes in our country because the more people know, the more they can get involved. And right now we're in the final fundraising of trying to raise the last roughly $100,000 so that we can do the actual real life, you know, remakes of her life, the scenes, six or eight scenes. Royce has completed the beautiful filming at the Abbey for the docudrama, because it's technically a docudrama. And now an editing is beginning. And of course, you know, everything costs money, but getting this story out to the world, especially the American Catholic and Christians, is critically important because it's just amazing.
Yeah, well, thanks for that information. I want to turn to Royce Hood, director of this movie, Incorruptible Movie. Again, incorruptiblemovie.com is a website. And it is, Royce, I'm going to read a couple of sentences about Sister Wilhelmina and then ask you to fill in all the other blanks as much as you possibly can about her, because her life seems to be fascinating and more people, of course, every day are becoming more aware of her. Mary Wilhelmina Lancaster, OSB, was an African-American nun from rural Missouri who founded the Benedictines of Mary, Queen of Apostles. Her remains are a case of spontaneous mummification identified by the church as incorrupt upon exhuming in May 2023. She was previously a member of the Oblate Sisters of Providence. And so that's a little bit of information, but can you tell us more about her life and perhaps how you became involved in this as well, Royce?
Yeah, so Mary Elizabeth, as she was known prior to becoming a sister, was born in St. Louis. Her life is really, truly incredible. My wife and I were brainstorming some different things today about her story and just kind of putting together the pieces as we're entering the editing phase for the film. And so we were talking about this very subject. She grew up during segregation in St. Louis, and so her family was Catholic, and they would, if they went to a Catholic in a segregated community, they would be required to sit in the back of the church, for example. But that never bothered her. She asked her mom once, one of the scenes that we're going to be showing is called Back at Church. And she said something quite profound to her mother. She says, "Mom, why do we have to sit in the back when we receive Jesus?" And her mom answered her, "What difference does it make when you receive Jesus, first or last, if you're receiving Jesus?" And moments like that really elevated young Mary Elizabeth to a person that didn't seek out the divisions in the world, didn't seek out conflict, but focused on the positive. And she was truly, I think, a glass half full person with respect to her faith in particular. Her entire life was truly centered on Christ. And there were a few moments. She knew as a young girl that she was going to be a sister. She, at her first communion, looked up and saw something amazing, and she heard the voice, "Will you be mine?" And it was Christ. And she was really shocked to find out that no one else, none of the other children, saw Jesus or heard Jesus in that moment. It was just her. And it really kind of baffled her a little bit. And she recounts, "He was so handsome, how could I say no?" And mind you, this is a young child hearing that calling. And I've heard other religious, not everybody hears a locutionary, hears something, but some have. And it's just so, that mystical element is so important, such an important backdrop of this story. Years go by, she becomes a sister with the Oblates, as you mentioned. And there's a number of points in her life. They're very short, but I would consider them to be almost false starts, where she starts to go in a certain direction, getting involved in worldly matters, only to be brought back very quickly to that center, that order that her life was focused on, which of course was Christ. And as she got older, in the twilight of her life, in the 70s, in her 70s, she decides that she wants to start an order, a community that is really embraces the traditions of the church, and in particular, the traditional habit. The Oblates at that time had largely retired the traditional habit. And this thing is sort of a woolish type material. It's uncomfortable. She found comfort in that discomfort. And to her, if it was too easy or too comfortable, it wasn't her vocation. And so she embraced the traditional habit, which takes us full circle. And there's a lot of pieces in between that I'm not sharing now. But when her body was discovered, one of the most remarkable things was the habit being completely intact. It's been told to us by experts that materials such as this, buried especially with a crack in the coffin and moisture in the coffin, would have disintegrated within a matter of 6 months to a year. It had been 4 years when her body was discovered, and the habit was perfectly intact along with her body, which is quite remarkable. What's interesting is the lining. There's some cloth lining in the casket itself that was completely disintegrated, as it should be, but not her habit, which she cared so much about. So, I'm happy to share some other details with you as well, but her story, again, is really Christ-centered, which I think is going to really appeal to a broad group of people, especially with that sort of mystical element underneath it.
We're talking about a docudrama about Sister Wilhelmina. I have the director, Royce Hood, and also the consulting producer, Ellen Holmes, Steves LeBlanc, on with me. And Royce, I'm curious, Ellen mentioned how others were interested in this project, but you were chosen to be the director. Why do you think that was the case? What did they see in you, and why were you particularly interested in this project? I mean, obviously, from everything you've said, this is a fascinating woman, but how did you get the lucky straw, so to speak?
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard before, I don't want to presume this, but I've heard before that we don't always pick saints. They pick us, of course. Sister Wilhelmina is not canonized right now, but I consider her to, out of everything I've learned, she's certainly, from my lay perspective, a saint in my book, although, again, not confirmed by the church at this point. But I don't know. Maybe she chose me. We, my wife and I had, several years prior to discovering this project and hearing about Wilhelmina, had our sixth baby had something called Potter syndrome, where he had no kidneys and no bladder and no amniotic fluid, and his lungs weren't developing. And we discovered this at 22 weeks in utero. And we quickly learned that no matter what we tried to do to save this little guy's life, nothing would be possible. And so he would There was no medical reason for little Fulton, as we found out he was a boy, we named him Fulton. No reason for him to pass away in the womb. He would be perfectly fine, but when he was born, he would only live for a matter of minutes or hours. So during that pregnancy, we chose to really just embrace the gift of this child that was trusted to us for 9 months. And my wife came to a really amazing, beautiful, difficult determination. She said, you know, Fulton was not made for this world. And so we embraced that. Every single night, she would fall asleep. We'd say a rosary and she'd play this beautiful Gregorian chant music and have the music near her womb so that the baby could hear this comforting music. And she said to me, I want him to know what heaven sounds like because that's where he's destined for. And so fast forward, Fulton, by the way, interesting story, was stillborn on Good Friday. There was no medical reason for him to die in the womb whatsoever. So we got the miracle we needed, but not what we wanted. Fast forward a couple of years, that was 2021. When we heard the story of this nun, and we found out before the public found out, the story went viral very quickly. We heard the story of this nun that was found to be incorrupt. We drove and visited. And in that moment, when we saw her laying in state, she was just in the chapel at that time, and there's only a few people visiting and seeing her. And again, it was very quiet at that point. I realized the music that we had listened to every night was none other than the Benedictines of Mary, Queen of the Apostles, in Gower, Missouri. It was their music that we had listened to every single night during that pregnancy with Fulton. And it was quite beautiful. And when I saw her, I felt this instant feeling that I have to tell her story. Not the story of incorruptibility. That is, of course, really cool and mysterious and neat. But I want to tell her story. And I said to her, Sister Wilhelmina, if it's God's will, I want to tell your story, your life, your faith, your family, where you come from, what you were interested in. Why was your vocation so important? Those are the things I want to focus on. If it's God's will, this will happen. A very short time later, the sisters and I spoke and they gave me permission to share her story. And during this time, by the way, that when we went back home and I get a phone call after, it's about a 6-hour drive for us. Royce, can you come back this weekend? We expect the story's gone viral. We expect there's going to be 10,000 pilgrims and people coming to see her. We need you to come film everything. And so at that moment, I was involved with some other film projects, but all of our film crews were scattered and not organized. I had no equipment. I ran the Best Buy. I maxed out a Best Buy credit card to buy any gadget I could. I got there and I started filming the processions of people. And it went from a few dozen people to tens of thousands of people over the course of a week, coming from all walks of life. Catholics, non-Catholics, Christians, non-Christians, even some folks that looked like they were, you know, maybe even on the wrong side of theology completely, with pentagrams and things. We saw a few of those people. And one of them in particular, I'm just going to share this and I'll stop talking. We were kind of keeping an eye on him. You know, what's this person's interest? All wearing all black and looked a little scary. He waited in line. People would kneel in front of Wilhelmina and touch objects to her. He got there and we were sort of keeping an eye on him. He all of a sudden knelt and started crying. Mm. Why do I share that? This guy that looked pretty scary was kneeling crying. Her life has had such a profound impact on so many people. And the discovery of her body continues to, I think, magnify her life. One last thought I'll leave you with before I let you speak again is one of the an abbot in Clear Creek, Oklahoma, said something profound, which I absolutely, one of my favorite movies, in the lines in the movie. He said she was so loud through her silence. I just love that. She was a contemplative nun who sang and did chores and remedial chores. But she was loud through her silence, and she continues to be.
Wow, thank you. No, I love hearing you talk. Your enthusiasm is just contagious about this. And Ellen, I want to come back to you. You mentioned $100,000 is really all that's needed to raise, to finish the movie. Mm-hmm. And you're also going out and you're doing these events at parishes. And so what are you showing? The movie isn't finished yet.
Correct.
And so what is available now for parishes to screen? And also, what have you seen as the reaction to people who see this? Maybe folks like me who are not familiar with her, and others that maybe are, but what are they saying, and what still needs to be done?
They're all very curious, and the people that do know about it, they are like Lori's, gung-ho, you know, they want it to happen, they're donating money, you know what I mean, and it doesn't matter, $1 or $100, it doesn't matter, you know, they're doing what they can, but, you know, everything costs money, So we go to the parishes. We did a beautiful presentation down in Orlando, Florida, last year at a ordinariate parish, actually.
Yeah.
And it was, there's a Eucharistic miracle actually inside of that church, because it's a church that's been fire arson twice. Incarnation down in Orlando. So it's amazing. But we did a beautiful presentation there, and the people were just so thirsty for I think it gives hope. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah, and I think it gives people, like, this is America. We don't have any incorruptibles. This doesn't happen. I mean, we have Father Tolton, and we have, of course, Mother Cabrini, and and a lot of others, But not as many as the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And so to have an incorruptible on American soil is very important to everyone. And like Roy said, all different walks of life, all different faiths, because it's so uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we're trying to raise, it's going to cost money to do those scenes, which we need to do because they're so critical to the film. But we also are going to need money afterwards for promotion and getting it out. When people come to the events that we have, and we're going to be announcing more on the website, theincorruptiblemovie.com, you'll see Royce is very good about putting up where we're going to be doing presentations, and we're scheduling more. He's going to be in Tyler, Texas, actually, too. So he's in Dallas this weekend in Tyler, and then we're planning others for June and July, et cetera, in different states. But we're just trying to get the last of the funds raised so we can do the proper editing and do the proper filming and then get it out to the world. And I think, Royce, if I remember right, you had a couple of studios or something that were interested possibly in helping promote it as well, which is a blessing.
Right. Yeah. The film is the reason, I could just go film it. We've got enough of the movie now that we could finish it as a documentary, and it'll be a feature length film, which means it qualifies for a theatrical release. But her life is so incredibly beautiful. There's some very specific scenes from her life that we want to dramatize. And they can't be cheesy. They can't be low quality. They have to be Hollywood style, Hollywood quality, but better than that, because it's a holy film and she was such a holy person. And so we want the film to also, the contemplative life that these sisters live is so beautiful. I really want the film artistically to complement that life and to be as beautiful as that is. And so having the proper, as Ellen used the word proper, that's a key word, having the proper team to help film a few of these remaining reenactments will give us what we need in editing. So we'll have interviews, we'll have beautiful contemplative footage from the abbeys and that we've been to and filmed at. And then we'll have some of these drama scenes spread out throughout the film to sort of take us back in time to these moments in Wilhelmina's life. And it's going to be gorgeous when it's done. It'll be an 88-minute long, slightly longer possibly, docudrama. And so honestly, it's been such an interesting ride. There's been periods of time where there's so much happening around the film, and then period of time where it's like, okay, we're sort of just planning and strategizing what we're going to do next. This is sort of the last hurrah, I think, in terms of the funding part. There will be a new crowdfunding campaign being launched soon that will, I think, help us close whatever gap remains. And regardless of funds, If the Holy Spirit action plan is my business plan for this film. If we don't raise the ideal budget, this is what we want. Sometimes God has other plans. Maybe we raise more than that and then we can do even bigger scenes. But if we raise less than that, we're still going to continue with the production and we'll get it done. Just maybe scale back some. But I think the energy that I'm seeing behind folks when they hear about the story and they start to see some of the teasers that we have and some of the footage, it's amazing how people are coming together. So I'm very optimistic that we're going to hit our goal, and we're going to make a film that everybody's going to be really, really happy with at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And by the way, I just have to mention one thing. This is the sisters' movie. In the movie world, a lot of times when you license rights to a story, whoever licensed those rights, they get final cut. They have complete say. The way I structured this deal is they have final cut approval. So this film, we're going to pre-screen it for the sisters, and if there's anything they want changed, it's their authority. They get to decide, hey, we want this, we want that. So they have final cut. It is their movie. At the end of the day, which I think is going to be really beautiful for them.
That's awesome. Can one of y'all speak about the cost of canonization? I saw on the website, the end of May this year, it's going to open.
We're hoping, but there's nothing planned right now.
I don't know. The way canonization would work is it's 5 years after the death of an individual.
Okay.
And there has to be at least two confirmed miracles that relate to a third party. Interestingly enough, incorruptibility is at this point in time not a miracle sufficient for canonization, which is interesting because going back in time 500-600 years ago, incorruptibility might have been all you needed for a bishop to declare somebody a saint. But the church over time has changed, and they want it to be intercessory miracles related to third parties, which makes a lot of sense. So a year ago, May, was the fifth anniversary of her death. So that was the soonest that a cause of canonization could be opened. So this May 29th this year will be the sixth year. There is no cause of canonization inquiry that I'm aware of being planned at this point. However, with respect to the film, I can tell you that we have encountered a number of what I'll say very optimistically are alleged intercessory miracles on behalf of Wilhelmina. And so I'm doing my best to document as many as of those as I can. When the film is finished, the sisters are going to receive a hard drive of even some of the footage that we didn't use in the film, and they'll be indexed. And every single one of those cases will be chronicled in there that we've been able to interview and document. And so if a cause is opened in the future, this film will be very, very helpful for that investigation, which can take years, by the way.
Yes.
It can take years. Sometimes they're fast-tracked, but the church typically moves pretty slow.
Yeah, I know. I'm a big fan of St. Thomas Aquinas, and it took him many decades. And so the church does move slowly, even with some of her greatest saints. Royce Hood, director of the movie, thank you so much. I want to close out, just have about a minute remaining,
sure,
with a final question for Ellen Holmes, Steve LeBlanc, the consulting producer. The website, by the way, incorruptiblemovie.com, incorruptiblemovie.com. It is the docudrama about Sister Wilhelmina. The last question, Ellen, is just the people listening right now, what can they do to help? Maybe give them a list of two or three things that people can do to help this cause.
What would be wonderful is obviously go to the website, and if you are so inclined or called to make a donation, that would always be appreciated. The other thing is if you would like us to come and show you some of these behind the scenes things and do a presentation at your parish or your religious organization, the Knights of Columbus or any of them, we are more than willing to do that. They can reach out to me directly, and I will make sure that, you know, it's moviesfortruth @gmail.com. So the movies, the number 4, truth @gmail.com. And they can reach out in an email and say, yes, we would love to have you at our parish. And then we will try to schedule. We try to schedule 2 or 3 different parishes when we do these little trips, because they're beautiful. It's really nice.
All right. Thank you so much. Ellen Holmes, Steve LeBlanc, consulting producer of the movie and also the director, Royce Hood. Royce, thank you. I just love both of your enthusiasm. It's very contagious, and I know our listeners can feel it as well. So Royce, thank you for your time today. And I think the important thing is go to that website, incorruptiblemovie.com, incorruptiblemovie.com, and find out about the fascinating life and death and incorruptibility of Sister Wilhelmina. Thanks to you both. Thanks also to Cecil Anderson for running the board, and for all of you listening out there, thank you for your support of the station so that we can continue to do interviews like this.
God bless
you. Have a great rest of your weekend. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
This is Tony Becerra. My wife Chris and I own Babich & Associates. We are the oldest placement and recruitment firm in the state of Texas and proud sponsors of the Guadalupe Radio Network. We are also members of St. Thomas Aquinas in Dallas. Babich & Associates offers candidates insights into the current job market and provides professional candidates we have interviewed on a face-to-face basis to our employers. Our number to call is 214-823-9999, or you can find us on the web at Babich, BABICH.com.
A Patriotic Rosary will be held on Monday, March 31st from 7 to 8 p.m. at St. Patrick Cathedral in Fort Worth. Our church, country, and families are facing many challenges. Strong faith and prayers are needed to overcome the many evils before us and restore peace and love in our hearts. All are invited to attend the Patriotic Rosary and pray to our Blessed Mother that she will guard and protect our country from those who wish to destroy it and bring God's influence to our leaders.
Is your facility in need of additional meeting or classroom space, but there's no room in the budget to add on to the building? I'm Glenn Trahan, owner of Modern Fold Door and Specialties and proud sponsor of KATH 910 AM. Modern Fold Door and Specialties can solve your space division problems by installing operable walls to create additional spaces. We also provide repair and service. You can contact us at 214-357-2572 for a free consultation or trwfamily.com. God bless.
30 seconds on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, brought to you by the Guadalupe Radio Network.
The gift of wisdom helps us to make the right decision in the present moment of our lives. Choosing to join the corporate world or to live as a missionary may not be a moral issue, but it's important to pray for the gift of wisdom to discern God's will for our lives.
The Guadalupe Radio Network welcomes the Bible Tunes as a new sponsor. Owner Renee Diaz invites you to deepen your faith and knowledge by listening to AI-crafted Bible-based music. His goal is to create gospel-inspired, AI-generated music for every book in the Bible in the next 3 years. You can visit thebibletunes.org to listen to the music he's created based on various books of the Bible and the gospel readings of the day. That's thebibletunes.org, where AI meets the Bible.
The Archangels Men's Network, the men's auxiliary group for Catholic Charities of Dallas, is hosting its fourth annual Archangels Cup on Monday, May 12th at the Golf Club of Dallas. Two teams of 36 players will compete in a Riders Cup format tournament. The tournament is open to all interested men, regardless of membership status. For more information or to register, please visit ccdallas.org. That's ccdallas.org. Catholic Charities Dallas is the social service arm of the Diocese of Dallas.
Hi, I'm Teresa Strick, certified nurse midwife at Birthpoint, a sponsor of the GRN. I offer an introduction to all fertility awareness-based methods and the Creighton Model instruction at Birthpoint. The Creighton Model is a fertility appreciation method that helps a woman avoid or achieve a pregnancy, but can also be used to identify potential health problems and can help guide those struggling with infertility. You can sign up for either of these classes on our website at birthpoint.com.
All students in grades 8th through 12th are invited to a fun, faith-filled, Eucharistic-centered retreat. The Ablaze Weekend Retreat will take place on Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April 27th at Holy Family of Nazareth Catholic Church in Irving. The retreat is an opportunity for young people to encounter the power and richness of God's love and mercy. The weekend is led by the Franciscan Friars and Sisters of the Renewal. The retreat features inspiring talks, lively music, faith, and fellowship. To register, visit ablazeretreat.com.
Hi, I'm Evan Frazier, owner and senior financial specialist at TechWise Financial. I'm a graduate of Benedictine College and a sponsor of the great programming you hear daily here on Guadalupe Radio Network. You know, it's tax season, and if you'd like advice or assistance filing your taxes, I'm available to help. You know, I can also speak about any financial questions or concerns that you have, including wills and trusts. You know, so to learn more about TechWise Financial, you can visit us at techwisefinancial.com. That's T-E-K-W-I-S-E financial.com. Or you can call me directly, 719-413-5614.
Jesus revealed the secrets of his great mercy to St. Faustina from 1931 to 1938. Celebrate a special Divine Mercy service on Sunday, April 27th at 3 p.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Lindsay. The Divine Mercy service includes prayer, music, adoration, veneration of a first-class relic of St. Faustina, and more. Our world needs God's mercy now more than ever. Don't let this opportunity for grace pass you by. For more information, visit the Fort Worth Diocese website at fwdioc.org and click on calendar.
Hi, I'm Chris Nisi, owner and operator of Aircraft Dispatcher Training Center. My wife and I are parishioners at St. Anne's Parish in Coppell. We are blessed to be sponsors of the GRN, the radio station that brought us into the Catholic Church. We train aircraft dispatchers to work behind the scenes, planning flights, and supporting pilots en route. If you would like to learn more, you can visit us in Farmers Branch or online at adtcdallas.com. That's Alpha Delta Tango Charlie Dallas.com.
A Patriotic Rosary will be held on Monday, March 31st from 7 to 8 p.m. at St. Patrick Cathedral in Fort Worth. Our church, country, and families are facing many challenges. Strong faith and prayers are needed to overcome the many evils before us and restore peace and love in our hearts. All are invited to attend the Patriotic Rosary and pray to our Blessed Mother that she will guard and protect our country from those who wish to destroy it and bring God's influence to our leaders.
Join us in praying a memorare for families experiencing separation. May they find the inspiration for communication and the appeasement required for forgiveness. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. We pray for all your intentions daily. May God bless you.